Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 27th, 2005. It's a joy to share the Word of God with you today. A little bit later getting this out due to some early morning and then mid-morning interruptions and meetings, but early this Tuesday afternoon, I prepared the message and am now sharing it with you. Today's message is titled, Sweeter Than Honey. Scripture text is, How sweet are your words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. That's from Psalm 119:103. This morning I had a pleasant surprise. A friend of mine who teaches a science class at a Christian school brought several of his students to my home for a field trip. He has also come to enjoy photography and has quite an assortment of nature photos, including bees. I had all the kids come into my home and told them I wanted to write a story about bees and how we can rejoice in this particular creation of God. Of course, if you are like me, when you consider bees, you just might consider their God-given defense mechanism. I've been on the skin side of their stings several times, and it sure isn't pleasant. But we also consider honey. I recall a song we sang many years ago that began, Bees make honey and it sure tastes good. And neither Brooksine nor I can remember how it goes from that point on, but it sure did have a spiritual meaning. It was written by Barry McGuire, if I'm not mistaken. Well, bees do make honey, although I'd rather not dwell on that process. And honey sure does taste good. The great thing about the Bible is the universality of the illustrations. I don't know this for sure, but I suppose that regardless of where you that read this material live, you have bees and honey. David wrote the portion. Today's scripture comes from some 3,000 years ago, and he was from a part of the world far away from where I live. But as I prepare this message, I'm enjoying some honey that a friend of mine from Connecticut brought me, and it sure is sweet. Psalm 119 is a wonderful extolling of the scriptures. David would have had far less of the written word than we have today, as much of the Old Testament and all of the New Testament were not yet even written. Yet he declared, How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. May we all have this same attitude concerning God's words. This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a wonderful Tuesday early afternoon here in South Central Pennsylvania. There are a couple of photos on the website today, both of the bee. One is a honey bee. The other, my science teacher friend informed me, was not a bunny bee, the one we took this morning in my yard. But I put them both up. They're close-ups, and oh, what a fascinating creature of God. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged, and continue to rejoice in God's goodness.